Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today, the White House is hosting a national conference focused on ending hunger and food insecurity in the United States. The first and only conference on food, nutrition, and health was hosted by then-President Richard Nixon in 1969. It resulted in the creation of the Women, Infants, and Children program, which provides food to half the infants in this country. It also paved the way for SNAP benefits like food stamps. The Greater Boston Food Bank recently found there is an increasing need for those benefits in Massachusetts. Its most recent report showed that one out of three adults in the Commonwealth experienced food insecurity last year. Joining us now is Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, who helped spearhead today's conference. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So the main goal of this conference is to end hunger in the U.S. by 2030. That's a really tough goal to keep in mind when inflation is rising, things are getting more expensive, more families are struggling. Why is it a good idea to talk about ending hunger right now instead of just maybe turning things around?
Well, first of all, it's an ambitious goal, but it's a realistic goal. I mean, we have a hunger problem in the United States of America. Nearly 40 million Americans don't know where the next meal is going to come from. And hunger is a political condition. We have an abundance of food. We have the resources. We have the infrastructure. We have everything but the political will. And one of the reasons why I push for this White House conference is because I think it is shameful that in the richest country in the history of the world, so many people are hungry.
So as I said, it's been more than 50 years since the last conference of this kind. How has the context around these conferences changed in the last 50 years? And why was it important for it to make a return this year?
Well, you know, you mentioned the last conference in 1969. That was a time when we used to think big things. Don't forget, 1969 was the year we landed a man on the moon. And we started to make some significant progress in the aftermath of that conference. And over the years, that progress began to erode and we started to backslide. In Washington, we tend to deal with issues in a very siloed fashion. If you want to talk about SNAP, you talk about the Agriculture Committee. But if you want to talk about school feeding, that's the Education and Labor Committee. And if you want to talk about food as medicine, that's the Energy and Commerce Committee. We don't kind of connect the dots. This is an opportunity to connect the dots.
So these conferences take a more maybe holistic approach than legislators usually take when they approach these issues?
Absolutely. I mean, this conference will get everybody in the room, an all-of-government approach. It will also bring in to the room state and local leaders, the nonprofit sector, the faith-based sector. It will bring into the room the private sector. I mean, we all have a role to play. And if we all put something on the table, we can actually solve this problem.
So this conference comes on the heels of the pandemic, obviously. How are those issues intersecting?
We had a hunger problem before the pandemic, but the pandemic made things worse. And families that never had to deal with hunger or food insecurity all of a sudden found themselves in a very, very precarious position. So the awareness and the attention to this issue grew. But look, we did some things during the pandemic that we should continue post-pandemic. For example, I want to commend the state legislature for extending for at least another year the universal free breakfast and lunch program. I want that to be permanent. We have the Healthy Incentives Program in Massachusetts, which increases your SNAP purchasing power if you purchase fruits and vegetables at a farmer's market. Those are the kinds of things that we ought to continue and expand, and they ought to be done nationwide.
What are the compounding effects of food insecurity? I'm trying to get you to crystallize a little bit what we face if we don't take these steps. What happens when we allow so many families to continue in dire straits in the Commonwealth?
There's a human cost to it. Families that struggle with hunger and food insecurity, it's painful. I mean, my wife and I raised two kids. I would be out of my mind if I didn't know whether or not I could put food on the table when they were growing up. The other thing is kids who go to school who are hungry don't learn. Workers who go to work who are hungry are less productive. And then there are a whole bunch of avoidable health care costs that are associated with hunger and food insecurity. It's really imperative for us to deal with this issue, not just because we have a moral obligation, but because I think it's the fiscally appropriate and responsible thing to do.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.